Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. With the presidential race in limbo, Democrat Joe Biden is urging patience as votes are counted in key states.
I know watching these vote tallies on TV moves very slow, and it's as slow as it goes, it can be numbing. But never forget, the tallies aren't just numbers. They represent votes and voters, men and women who exercise their fundamental right to have their voice heard.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware last night. He did not declare victory, but said he is preparing to assume the presidency. He said he and vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris have held briefings on the coronavirus pandemic and the economy this week, as the U.S. has recorded a record number of daily infections. President Trump, meanwhile, has pledged to pursue legal challenges over so far unproven claims of voter fraud. He has released a statement saying he will not give up. But NPR's Miles Park says the lawsuits that have been filed so far have been mostly unsuccessful.
The suits have mostly centered on this idea of transparency within the vote counting process and on this idea that Republicans have just not been in a position to see this vote counting process close enough. The problem is they haven't presented the evidence of that it's really happening anywhere. Election watchers from both parties are a part of the elections process really throughout the entire thing, and there's no evidence that election officials anywhere have barred Republicans from participating. In fact, they've planned on them, and in a lot of cases, there have been hundreds of them.
To Georgia now. Georgia all but certain to be facing two runoff elections, with Democrats' hopes for gaining control of the Senate hinging on the outcome. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that for Democrats to flip the chamber, they will have to win both Senate seats in the typically red state.
The first runoff election in Georgia pits Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler against Raphael Warnock, a pastor from Atlanta. Neither candidate was able to reach 50% of the vote in Tuesday's election, the amount needed under state law. The second likely runoff would be between Republican Senator David Perdue and Democratic challenger John Ossoff. In this 2020 general election, Democrats need a net gain of 4 seats to take control of the Senate, or 3 seats and the White House. Georgia's runoff election will be held on January 5th. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is said to have contracted the coronavirus. Several media reports say Meadows has tested positive. He last appeared in public early Wednesday morning when President Trump falsely declared victory in the presidential election. Bloomberg News first reported Meadows' positive test, but it remains unclear when he might have caught the virus or what his condition is. More than 9,740,000 Americans have caught the virus. More than 236,000 have died. This is NPR News. Food and Drug Administration has approved sales of a blood test that identifies people who have a type of antibody likely to protect them from the coronavirus. NPR's Richard Harris reports this kind of test is already in use for research.
The FDA has granted emergency authorization to dozens of antibody tests, which can determine if somebody has previously been infected with a coronavirus. But there's a special class of antibodies called neutralizing antibodies, which are a better gauge of whether someone is likely protected from coronavirus infection. Researchers have developed tests to detect those and use them extensively in research. The tests also identify people who are good candidates for donating convalescent serum. Now the FDA has approved one test for commercial sale during the pandemic. It's made by GenScript USA. The test could be used for tasks such as monitoring vaccine performance once a vaccine is in use. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Cooler fall temperatures are aiding firefighters battling flames across the West, and damage assessments now starting to be announced in Colorado. From member station KUNC, Carly Huckles reports that the devastation in Rocky Mountain National Park has a historical impact.
The largest fire in state history, the Cameron Peak Fire, just west of Fort Collins, has claimed more than 460 structures. In Rocky Mountain National Park, many historical sites have been lost because of the East Troublesome Fire, including the oldest structure in the park, the Fern Lake Backcountry Cabin. It was constructed in 1925.
Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reporting. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.